Around 6 o'clock, I went out back to have a smoke. We have a bench there facing the parking lot. Beyond it is a very pretty western view. Ned Wilcox was sitting on the bench with his acceptance letter from Pitt in one hand and tears rolling down his face. He glanced at me, then looked away, scrubbing his eyes with the palm of his hand. I sat down beside him, thought about putting my arm around his shoulder. Didn't do it. If you have to think about a thing like that, doing it usually feels phony, I guess, anyway. I've never married, and what I know about fathering you could write on the head of a pin, with room left over for the Lord's Prayer. I lit a cigarette and smoked it a while. "It's all right, Ned," I said eventually. It was the only thing I could think of, and I had no idea what it meant. "I know," he replied at once in a muffled, trying-not-to-cry voice, and then, almost as if it was part of the same sentence, a continuation of the same thought. "No, it ain't." Hearing him use that word, "that ain't," made me realize how bad he was hurt. Something had gored him in the stomach. It was the sort of word he would have trained himself out of long ago, just so he would be lumped with the rest of the Statler County hicks, the pickup truck and snowmobile gomers from towns like Patchen and Pogus City. Even his sisters, 8 years younger than he was, had probably given up ain't by then, and for much the same reasons. Don't say ain't, or your mother will faint, and your father will fall in a bucket of paint. Yeah, what bother? I smoked and said nothing. On the far side of the parking lot, by one of the county road salt piles, was a cluster of wooden buildings that needed either sprucing up or tearing down. They were the old motor pool buildings. Statler County had moved its plows, graders, dozers, and asphalt rollers a mile or so down the road 10 years before into a new brick facility that looked like a prison lockdown unit. All that remained here was the one big pile of salt, which we were using ourselves, little by little. Once upon a time that pile had been a mountain, and a few ramshackle wooden buildings. One of them was Shed B. The black paint letters over the door, one of those wide garage doors that run up on rails, were faded but still legible. Was I thinking about the Buick Roadmaster inside as I sat there next to the crying boy, wanting to put my arm around him and not knowing how? I don't know. I guess I might have been, but I don't think we know all the things we're thinking. Freud might have been full of shit about a lot of things, but not that one. I don't know about a subconscious, but there's a pulse in our heads, all right. Same as there's one in our chests, and it carries unformed, no-language thoughts that most times we can't even read. And they're usually the important ones.